Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances, well, they can be confusing. But you don't have to face it alone. You can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, qualified kingdom advisor, founder of Crystal Clear Finances, and your host for the next 30 minutes. Well, as you know, this month we are talking about businesses. We want to help business owners understand, hey, what do I need to do to build a successful business? And then how do I successfully sell it? Many times I'm meeting with business owners in the office and they say, Crystal, my largest asset, my retirement plan, is that business that I'm working on. And that's fine, because we know that the most successful people, or those who seem to be the wealthiest in this country, often are those who own their own businesses or those who own real estate. So we understand why business owners want to sow into their own business instead of taking their money and sowing it into businesses inside the stock market. We want to help those businesses become strong and healthy, have good positive cash flow so that they can provide for their family, hopefully grow their business large enough that they can take on employees and impact the lives of the employees, be a good boss where they're giving them good benefits and good pay. And then when it's all said and done, if their kids don't want to inherit the business and grow up and work in that business, then they can successfully transfer it. So the first 2 weeks of this month, we talked about the fact of, okay, well, what are five questions I should be asking myself as a business owner to know if, hey, I'm ready to sell? What are the things that I need to put in place? Well, today we want to build on that a little bit more. And I want to talk to you about the fact like, okay, if we know, yes, we're ready to sell, then let's ask ourselves, what is it that we need to be looking for in that person or that company that wants to buy it from you? So we're going to go over three areas that you can look at. And then I want to talk about some of the basics of building a successful business. And then next week, I want to give you some information in regards to four guiding principles when it comes to building your business. Now, in between all of this, hopefully, you're hearing our commercials that are running that are talking about how on April 24th at 8 a.m., we're going to have a business builder breakfast. That's right, right here in the offices of Crystal Clear Finances in Latham, New York, we're going to have the bagels, we're going to have that, oh yes, honey and walnut cream cheese, and we're going to invite business owners before they head to their office to stop in where we can talk about concrete steps they can take to get their business ready, either ready to grow or ready to sell. And so if you'd like to be part of that, I want to encourage you to give the office a call at 518-433-7181 and say, hey, Crystal, I'm stopping by. I'm going to grab a bagel and I want to hear what you're talking about. Now, as a business owner, I understand how valuable time is. So this is not going to be an all-day seminar. This is going to start right at 8 because I start on time and, yep, I end on time. And we're going to talk for 30 minutes. So 30 minutes, hey, I will be around for another 30 minutes after that from 8:30 to 9 to answer whatever questions. But I want to make sure that we put information in your hand, put food in your belly, and then go out and be a successful business owner so that you can grow your business and you can impact the lives of others. So let's jump into what we're talking about today. And I wanted to start with talking about three things to look for when someone says, all right, Crystal, I'm ready. I want to buy this business. So, okay, that's good. But remember, one of the things that you want to think about is you've spent many times your life building this business. So you want to think about the culture, the people, the management. Because these new people that want to come into your business, and yes, they may have the money, but there are some things that are as equally as important than just the money. Will they be able to continue to have the same culture in your office? You know, one of the one of my peers, I should say, was able to sell their business and they were very excited. They were able to sign on, right? They had to do a 2-year to make sure everything's smooth transition. You know how that goes. So that business owner's there. Now, every year, the business owners always has this big Christmas party. They're excited because that's when they give out cookies, they give out gifts, and they just love on the clients. The clients literally show up. It's a great time. It solidifies that business with the clientele. It shows them, hey, we really care. Now, this business owner, he's in the business, and he's watching and seeing that there's no Christmas party this year. When the clients are calling and they're saying, hey, I'm looking forward. I can't wait to stop by and pick up my Christmas cookies. They're excited about it. He has to pick up the phone and say, sorry, this isn't something that the new owners are doing. How do you explain when you've sold your business to someone who you thought was going to take care of your baby and then they don't? So one of the things that you can do, so this doesn't happen to you, is that you can make sure that you talk to this firm or business that wants to buy you and ask, hey, can I have the name of the last 5 businesses that you bought? And if you find any hesitation, that would be a cause for concern. But what you want to do is you want to call those businesses and you want to ask, what was the transition like? Not just when the money passed hands, but also what was it like for the next few years as far as the culture was involved? Did they keep up the traditions that you had put in place? Now, understand, I know they're not going to keep everything the same. They're not you. And in reality, they can't be you, but they can copy your heart. And that's what you're looking for. So you want to know, what does their culture look like? I know in our office, every Monday morning, I come in early, we get the cup of coffee, and as a team, we're able, before we go into the break room where we have all of our planning strategies, we purposely stay out in the lobby of our office area, and then we just chat. What'd you do for the weekend? How did it go? We remember things that had happened previously. We're all talking about it. I'm bringing in eggs from the chickens I have, giving them out. It's a fun time. And then every Wednesday, we stop everything, put the phones on an answering service. It's a live person, so don't panic. They will answer the phones for us. So as a team, we can have lunch together. These are things that we're doing. We set it up that I get to have one-on-one with each team member so that I can find out, hey, I know in the group setting, everything seemed fine, but now it's you and me. How are things going? What can I do to change it? How can I best support you? I give these examples because you want to make sure that whoever is taking over your business is going to keep your employees and keep your team. I shared an example about how I have a brother who is wanting to sell his business, but he's looking for the right person, not just for the right payout, but the right person and company that can come in and make sure they continue to cultivate the team. Never underestimate this. Remember, it's the team that really helps solidify your client and your customer base. The team feeling loved and appreciated by you can therefore take that feeling and push it down to where the clients are, right? But if a team doesn't feel loved, if a team isn't all on the same page, then what happens is they're cranky with the clients and the clients feel that disconnect. You ever gone into a business and you're like, oh, it's cold in here? Not physically cold, but you know, emotionally cold because there's not that appreciation that's flowing among the employees and among the team members. So that would be one area that I would highly stress that you want to look into. Now, the second area, besides making sure, okay, they're going to have the culture, they're going to keep my people here, how their management was. And again, you're going to go get referrals from companies they've bought out to make sure they're not just telling you they're going to do it and then not do it. The second area would be technology. What are they going to bring to the table to help advance the technology? And it's not just what are they going to bring to the table, but are they going to continue doing what you do? I remember when we first joined Alpha Star Capital Management LLC, they were the ones we said, yeah, I think we want them to be our registered investment advisor. They're the ones that the SEC can evaluate, and then Alpha Star Capital Management can evaluate us. And so the reason why we picked them, after looking at many places where we could go, and actually, we can be registered as our own RIA. So we could say, you know what? We're not giving you a piece of the pie. We're going to take care of everything ourselves in-house. And that's something that a lot of my peers do. But when I began to look at the compliance part of it, and when I began to look at the rules and regulations in regards to the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA and what they were requiring, and I looked at the technology, how do we protect our clients in a way where they are protected from these cybersecurity acts? That's when I said, all right, we're going to partner with someone so that I can focus on what I do best and hire people to do other areas, which yes, I can do, but it's not my sweet spot. As I looked for Alpha Star Capital Management, I noticed that the DOL, Department of Labor, was coming out with new regulations in regards to financial planners. What the Department of Labor has to do with financial planners, not going to poke that bear, but let's just say that they feel that they should be involved. Oh, I need to get off this subject quickly. So, one of the things that we noticed with Alpha Star Capital Management is that they went and every week, their president of the company, he took it that seriously, would send out a video and say, this is what the update is. Here's what the lobby is against it. Here's the positive. Here's the negative. And I will say this as a positive note. There are many financial planners out there, and I'm not quite sure how they do it, but they choose not to be fiduciaries, which means to act in the best interest of the client, where you literally stand before a judge and can prove that you've acted in the best interest of a client. And I understand what they were doing. They were trying to get more financial planners to do the right thing, to stand up and say, okay, I'm not going to look at a commission or a fee. I'm going to look at what's right for the client. So I can see why they would want to get involved. But my point of the matter is, why I was attracted to the firm I'm working with is their technology and their communication was so solid that they kept us constantly updated on this is what's happening so that I could focus on what I needed to focus on, which was my clients. I say all of that, there really is a purpose. I say all of that because it's very important when someone new is coming on board to understand that they're going to keep everything in compliance. There's not going to be gray areas that suddenly show up in your business. What's black is black and what's white is white. They know the line that they need to walk on. And the technology that they bring to the table can keep clients safe. You know, we do a lot. We actually hired a company through our RIA that sends us fake emails. Emails that are designed to trip us up and try to get us to press that link. Thankfully, we've been doing very well and we've not pressed a link. But my purpose for this new technology and these new areas that we explore is because we know our clients. We know that they have sensitive information. We want to make sure that our team is so solid, so smart when it comes to that, that our clients are safe. We need that technology. Guess who introduced me to it? That's right, my RIA. So when you have someone that's coming in to buy your business, what do they have in place that's going to keep your consumers, your customers safe after you're gone? Are they going to put that extra money into technology? Will they let you have a CRM, a database where you can put your client information that will be safe? These are questions that you want to know. Documenting everything in our business is crucial. I have a client that will call me, or any client that will call me, and after I'm done, I take notes. I put down, this is what we talked about, and this is what's happening in their family, because I want it all documented. My favorite is that I document when they take money out, because it never fails. There's at least one client, maybe more, then at the end of the year, they'll be like, Crystal, I'm missing about $20,000 or $50,000. And I'll say, yeah, that was the bathroom on March 6th, or that was the cruise that you took. Oh, my bad. Thank you. I'm pleased with everything. Have a great day. Thank God that I document everything so that I can bring them back to that. So what I'm going to do, let's take a quick 60-second break. But I want you to begin thinking through, if you're in the place of saying, yeah, I want to sell my business. You've asked yourself the 5 questions that we went over in the past 2 weeks. Now put the other company on the hot seat. Begin to ask them and make them prove. Here's how I'll respect the culture and the heart of this company and help it continue on. Here's how I'm going to treat your people. And look, call these 5 referrals. They will show you I did the same. I wouldn't just do one, because that could be your buddy. You want to get several different areas. And then you also want to make sure, technology-wise, what are they doing? What are they going to bring to the table, maybe as new technology that can advance and grow your business? And what are they doing in your existing technology? Are they going to keep it, and how will it be enhanced? And let's take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. If a business is not run properly when it comes to retirement, will you be able to sell it? This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. Business owners often count their business as their largest retirement asset, but in order for someone to buy it, it must be structured properly with a team that can carry the vision, diversified customers and products, and strong financials. Start with the end in mind and position your business so it can truly be a retirement asset. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and have confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and such a pleasure to be here with you today. I want to do a shout out because this entire month we're talking to you, the business owners. We're letting you know that we want to help cultivate your business, give you good business practices that you can implement in your life to grow your business and increase your influence. It's not just about money. It's about being able to cause good to happen in the lives of our employees, good to happen in the lives of our client. So much is involved. And when we get to that stage in life where we say, whew, I ran the race, it's time to pass the baton, we want to make sure that we're passing that baton to the right person or the right company. And so I want to encourage you to give our office a call and let us know, will you be attending our Business Builder Breakfast, which is April 24th. It's a Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. We're going to have bagels. We're going to have cream cheese. We're going to have coffee and OJ and whatever is there, fruit, because we want you to come. And while you fill your bellies, we're going to fill your mind because we want to give you information that you can be successful. So if you're interested, feel free, give us a call at 518-433-7181 and get signed up today. There is no cost but your time. All right, so let's jump back into what we were talking about today. And we're looking at 3 key areas that we want to ask our potential buyers to make sure they're the right ones. We've already talked about the first one, which is culture, the people, the management team, making sure that they're going to carry that forward. Right before the break, we talked about technology. We talked about the importance of being cutting edge. We want to keep up with the times. We want to make sure that we adapt and we are able to continue to grow forward. And they should have a plan for that. Are they also going to honor what you're doing, right? You're putting compliance in place. You're making sure things are safe for the information you have about your customers. Now, the third area that I want to talk about is sales, because when you have a business, there are sales involved in it. Now, I don't view myself as a salesperson at all. I feel like I provide education to individuals where they can look at that and say, yeah, I see how that all fits together, Crystal. All right, I can confidently make this decision. I know where I'm headed. But there are sales that have to happen in a business in order for the business to grow. Doing sales ethically is what helps a business be sustainable and have a good reputation. But when sales are just made at any cost, it can quickly erupt the reputation of the business. What was it, Warren Buffett that says that you can spend 20 years building a business and 5 minutes destroy it? Because it's so important that we begin to do things right. One of the things that I would think about is I would ask them when you're working with them how they are going to run their sales and marketing. Begin to look at what their plans are going forward. I would be nervous personally if someone said, yeah, I want to buy your business. And you say, great, what are you going to do for sales and marketing? And they're like, oh, we don't have a plan for that. But because your business is growing, we're just going to buy it. There should be a strategy where they are sitting down and saying, okay, I see how clients are coming in. I see the different products that you have, or if you are a roofer or different, how are you getting the words out? Understanding how they're going to approach sales is very important. So with those three, we're going to look at when you're putting them on the hot seat, they want to buy your business. What are three things? Look to how they're going to handle culture, people, and management, how they're going to handle technology, and then how are they going to handle sales? Because remember, you've built a good reputation. You want whomever takes over to continue in that ethical manner so that people are not deceived. Now, as we finish our remaining time together, we've got about 6-7 minutes left. I want to shift a little bit. Because for the last 2.5 weeks, we've been talking about the fact of, hey, I've built a business and now I'm ready to sell it. But what about those of you who say, Crystal, well, that's nice, but that's probably going to be 20 years down the road. Or if you do it really quick, it's 5 years down the road. But regardless, I know there are many of you that are just starting out in business. And when we look at the statistics of how businesses do and how many businesses begin to fail and are gone by the 5th year, it's important that we begin to take it seriously that if you're going to step out and start a business, what are some of the things that we need to be doing and thinking so that we're ready, that we actually create a foundation for a successful business? Well, one of the things that I can begin to tell you is the first area is to grow yourself. If you will grow yourself, then you will grow your business. And to me, what does that mean? You know, that can sound so philosophical, grow yourself, but it's books. Begin to cultivate who you are. And I actually wrote down a list of books that I remember when I first started out, where I read The E-Myth and The E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. What a great way. What I loved about the book is it went through and it showed an individual and how they had to wear every hat within their organizations. So yes, I'm talking to you, the one that is now considered self-employed as opposed to a business owner, because when you stop working, the business stops working. Well, reading The E-Myth Revisited helped to identify, okay, what are the different hats and what are the roles associated with different hats? Now, it doesn't mean you have enough money yet to hire everyone for those roles, but still being aware of it helps to create that foundation. You know, you have to start with the end in mind, right? So we've got to gather that information. There's also a great, great business owner who has, in my opinion, is just disrupting things within the small business community, and that's none other than Don Miller. He has StoryBrand. He has a book out called How to Grow Your Small Business. Great information. I remember when Don was just starting, and he would send out these little 3-5 minute videos every morning, giving free input on how to grow a business. And my understanding is if you go to his website at StoryBrand, you'll see that he still allows that for free. So if you are just starting out and saying, Crystal, I'm not even going to start yet. I'm just thinking about starting my business. that could be a great place that you could go and begin to get that content coming in. You know, there's a saying that says that you become like the five people that you surround yourself with, right? And a lot of times we think it's just people, but it's also books. And when you begin to read books like How to Grow Your Small Business, The E-Myth Revisited, when you look at books like Traction by Gino Wickman or Michael Hyatt, has a slew of books. There's a book called The Ideal Team by Patrick Lencioni. There's a lot of books out there that if I was just thinking of starting a business, that would be the first place I would start. I would begin getting books that people recommend. You could go on Facebook, you could go in LinkedIn and say, hey, I'm thinking of starting a business. What are the top five books you recommend? Get the books and devour them. Figure out how they apply in your world. Same thing is, I'd listen to podcasts. Here's one of my favorite podcasts, and I don't think it's faith-based. Sorry, but this one is called The Science of Success. And I have found such great information. Now, the first 3 minutes is a commercial, and the last 3 minutes is a commercial. But overall, the content that this gentleman is creating is good, solid input, not just for business, but for an all-around individual. I can't tell you how many books I've ordered because he's interviewed an author, and I've said, that's good information. I want to know how to apply that in my life. So that's a great podcast. Ian Cron, IANCRON of the Enneagram, right? Typology. So when you look at Ian Cron, I love this one. It has nothing to do per se with running a business, but it has everything to do with running a business because business is people. And when we begin to understand who we are, that would be your first step, and then who your team members are, and then who your clients are, you can be able to relate to them more effectively. I know one of the things we're doing in our office is we are looking to bring on another administrator. And one of the things I'm doing is saying, you got to take the Enneagram. I need to know how you're built and wired to see if this is a job that's going to cause you to want to flourish. So these are areas that we can begin to grow. A few other ones, the Generous Business Owner podcast. That is such, I'm thinking of my friend Todd. He would love this because it's such a good podcast where they're interviewing successful business owners and what changed their lives and how they view their businesses. And then the last one is the Working Genius podcast. So those are some that will get you started. The other thing that I would consider if you're thinking about a business is online courses. I know StoryBrand has an online course where you can learn about sales and marketing, your mission statement, your vision statement, how to create emails, how to actually build a business. That's a great way. And I think it's all of like $200. When we can look at building a business and say, I'm going to do it in a way where I'm not just shooting for the fences, but I'll take concrete steps one after another, gives you more of a chance for your business to grow organically, solidly, and have a good foundation. Well, I am looking at the time and realizing I'm all out of it. I want to thank you for joining me today. I pray that this has given you clarity. And if you're interested in talking about your business or attending the upcoming breakfast, then give us a call at 518-433-7181 and join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory and financial planning services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Crystal Clear Finances and Alpha Star are separate and independent entities. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.